Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is
Absolute 80s.
Thank you, Chris. Hello there. Good evening. Last thing on Sunday night on Absolute 80s. And welcome to Forgotten 80s. We have 2 hours ahead of us of underplayed gems of the 1980s, all picked by you. And I hope you enjoy it.
Forgotten 80s.
Forgotten 80s.
With Matthew Rudd.
Absolute 80s.
UK's 80s radio station is Absolute 80s. Nationwide on DAB Digital Radio. You can hear us on your digital telly as well. Freesat 726, Virgin Media 951 and Sky 0144. Welcome to Forgotten 80s for last thing on Sunday night with the Style Council. A long hot summer for Shutterlandia, Peter Crowe, Kev Morris and Ed McGrath was their biggest UK hit, but by no means their most played on the radio these days. Hence why we've included it in tonight's programme. It got to number 3 in 1983. On the AA side with the Paris Match, and it came from the debut mini album introducing the Style Council. You heard as well from Robbie Neville, C'est La Vie for Richard Davey, Pat Mulcahy, Gary Kakeke, John Mannion and Mark Tregent. It made the top three as 1986 became 1987, and the album was called Robbie Neville. We're here until 11 o'clock this evening. I've got a little bit of information to give you tonight. You may already know that there's a little bit of an announcement coming up during tonight's programme. I'm going to hold on to that for a little while. I'll disclose fully later. Meanwhile, enjoy these underplayed gems of the 1980s between now and 11 o'clock because you've picked all of them.
She floats like a swan. Don't you call around.
The great Barbara Dixon, folk singer turned musicals star, and her first mainstream pop hit, January, February, which just missed the top 10 in 1980, from the Barbara Dixon album. Picked for us by Mark Fretwell, Andrew Anderson, and Simon Watchorn. Ahead of that, for Mark Hindle, it was Echo and the Bunnymen with Lips Like Sugar, a top 40 hit in 1987 from the album called Echo and the Bunnymen. There are three ways to get in touch with us if you'd like to get a request on a future edition of Forgotten 80s. Use the Facebook page, it's open for business right now. Search for Absolute 80s. You'll find a Forgotten 80s thread running at the top of our official page with which you're extremely welcome to join in. You can also tweet us. We are at Absolute 80s, the all-important hashtag that very often trends on a Sunday night for what passes as Twitter these days is Forgotten 80s, so do use that in all of your tweets. My email address is matthew.rudd@absoluteradio.co.uk, or you can fill in the form on the Forgotten 80s page at absolute80s.com. It's Al Jarreau with Morning, back in 1983, an isolated top 30 hit. Not taken from a studio album. Picked for us by John Summers and Caroline Coates. Ahead of that for Chris Walker, it was Culture Club with It's a Miracle, fourth and final single from their massive second album, Colour by Numbers. And it made number 4 in 1984. Forgotten 80s on Absolute 80s. We will twice flaunt the imperfection on the programme then, where one person gets to pick two album tracks of the 1980s that, at the time, for whatever reason, were not considered the issue as singles. Now, Terry Smith, a female Terry with an I, she's often on the Facebook page, but mainly she communicates with me via email. She has picked tonight's two tracks that were not considered worthy as singles back in the 1980s. And here's the first.
Aircheckdownloads.com.